Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the final episode of We All Fall Down. Yes, that's right. This is the final episode. Nothing dramatically changes. Just this is the end of the show, We All Fall Down. Today is the final episode. And in the future, I will start a different show, and actually starting next week, it will be a new show in a new time slot. I'll quickly like to explain why this is all happening, because I received several tweets and emails about the upcoming changes. It all started with I just wanted to change the time slot for the show. The time slot, which is right now, I like it, but it's really hard to keep up with work because I work as a financial advisor and my office is in North Van. So I go to work in the morning to North Van, then I come here and then I go back to North Van. It's kind of a lot, way too much traveling. So I just wanted to switch the time slot, and the available time slot was 10 to 11 in the morning on Thursday, same day, but just 3 hours earlier. And I think that should work for me, and I think hopefully for the listeners of the show, and I hope it will be beneficial for everyone. And then I just also wanted to change the name of the show. I inherited the show We All Fall Down from my friend Marielle. The We All Fall Down has been around for 7 years. And Marielle, she hosted the show for 5 years, and after 5 years, I took over and I was the host for 2 years. And I just decided to change the name of the show. I don't know, I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to do that because I was really thankful to Marielle for giving me this opportunity to, you know, to have my dream, to have my radio show. So I never wanted to do that, but then I talked to my friend Trevor, who is also a common friend of Marielle, and told him that I had an idea for a name of the show, and he said, you have to do that. And he talked to Marielle, and Marielle liked the idea of the new show, and she not forced me, but she said, you should change the name of the show to make it your own. And yeah, so I decided to change the name of the show as well. So the new show will be called Rocket from Russia. That kind of fits in with my background and the place I was born. It kind of spin off or rip off the legendary album by the band called Ramones, Rocket to Russia, and I kind of changed the things a little bit, direction of the rocket, but the country stayed the same. And the new time slot will be 10 to 11 on Thursday. So this is the changes which are coming today. Today's show will be built. It will be a regular show. We'll be interviewed with the band creator, and then in the end of the show, Marielle, who was the original show host and the person who created the show We All Fall Down, Marielle, she will call in the end of the show, and we will talk a little bit on air. I'll thank her for the opportunity that she gave me to do the show, and that will be it. Today on the show, we will be doing the interview of the band. Not we will be doing, we did the interview of the band creator from Germany, a legendary metal band that they played in Vancouver last weekend. And I'm saying we because I have here in the studio my metal friend Manos, all the way from Greece. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Hi.
Hello. And we did the interview of the band creator before their show. Was it on Friday? Last Friday?
Yeah, it was on Friday.
Yeah. And we spent the week before, we spent getting ready for the interview, and we researched lots of information about creator. And for us, it was a very great experience of, talking to the band, which we both like a lot. And that was your first time doing an interview with the band, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it was first. Thanks for the opportunity. I couldn't really believe when you told me you booked the interview, such a legendary band had actually accepted to meet with us. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was fun. He was super nice. And the whole interview is basically built about Creator's new album called Phantom Antichrist. And we heard a song in the beginning of the show called United in Hate. And to give you a little bit more flavor of this new album, because we will be talking a lot in the interview about this album, I'd like you to play you another song from this album called The Few, The Proud and The Broken. And yeah, and then we'll talk a little bit about more about the interview and listen to our interview with Creator. But yeah, this is the final episode of We All Fall Down. Thank you so much for listening. The new show is coming up starting next week. Today's will be Creator show, lots of metal and lots of talking about metal. And let's listen. This is Creator, The Few, The Proud, The Broken, for the band's new studio album, which is called Phantom Antichrist. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. This is the final episode of the radio show We All Fall Down. The new time and the new name for the show is The Rocket from Russia. It will be on air 10 to 11. And today we're, me and my friend Manos, we are talking about metal and our experience of interviewing the band creator. We just heard the song from the band's new album. This new name of the new album is Phantom Antichrist. And this album came out this year on Nuclear Blast Records. We heard a song called The Few, The Proud, The Broken. Creator, all the way from Germany, legendary metal band. Correct.
Good.
Thank you for your approval. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
So let's listen to the interview. The first, the three parts of this interview. First two parts we based around this new album because this we watched the documentary of Making Of, and it's a very interesting documentary. There were lots of questions which we ask. And Miley, this is correct, I'm pronouncing the name?
Mille.
Mille.
Good. I think. I'm not German, but
yeah,
that's my best guess.
Okay, Mille, the singer and the founder of the band and guitarist, he gave us very interesting answers. So let's listen to the interview of
Mille.
Thank you. of Creator. And on We All Fall Down, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are touring in support of your new album, Phantom Antichrist. You said in the making of the documentary, of the album, that this album is the next step for you. Could you please tell why this album is a new step after the Hordes of Chaos?
Any album should be a next step. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to come up with a new album. In my opinion, it's important to keep it fresh every time. And being the next step doesn't mean that I want to say that the previous albums were not as good as Phantom Antichrist. It's just different. So it was important for us to move on musically. Which means that the album has a lot of variety. There's a lot of like songs on the album that are more melodic, maybe even. And but on the other hand, there's also a lot of brutal stuff that's even more brutal because we're more focused. So to me, Creator started like this lineup has lasted from 2001, and I think that has been a new era that where we. The manifest for our new sound are the first three albums that we did: Violent Revolution, Enemy of God, and Hordes of Chaos. So Phantom Antichrist is a new chapter, in a way, maybe.
Yeah,
you can decide for yourself.
No, yeah, there is a logical step.
Yeah.
And you can hear how you like the band is still keeping the same sound, but at the same time, there's something new, some new parts. When we were getting ready for the interview, we looked at this brilliant documentary. Thank you for having this, because it was very interesting for us to actually watch this documentary and figure out what you meant and how was the process. And the interesting part about this, we found that you said that you were took the 2011 year off and you were rehearsing three times per week during some times. As I know, that's not very common for the professional bands. They just rehearse before the tour.
They send files.
Exactly. And that's an interesting thing. And my question is, what did it give to you as a band doing those practices together for the whole 2011?
I think we're too old school to go for the file concept. I think, to me, it's important that the band gets together, gets a feel for the songs. Even though I write most of this material, it's important that we interact as a band. And anyone in every musician can have his input on the arrangement of the songs. And so yeah, I mean, it's programming drums and playing to a drum machine. For demo tapes is one thing, but producing a record should make you feel something. And I know many, many bands who work like that. I have a friend that plays in a band, and they don't rehearse until they go into the studio. They record everything from the demos, and then the drummer just goes in, and they never see each other before they go into the studio. I think that just doesn't feel right to me. Yeah. It's an emotional thing. It's not even like a technical thing. Technically, it would work. Uh-huh. You know, sending files back and forth, it would definitely work. And
so, do you think you get more feeling in the album when you play it?
Hopefully,
all together.
Yes. On the record, we recorded most of the album live without a click track, mm-hmm. straight into the on the tape machine, and I think we try to keep it like that, because that just gives us our own signature sound. When you go to a click track and when you go to a drum machine or do the new school way where everything is triggered and edited, you know, like, and compressed, it sounds wrong to me. This is not what metal is about, in my opinion.
You mentioned earlier that your previous three albums were a manifestation of Creator's sound, and that this new album is kind of a celebration of it.
Yeah.
Was there something that happened in between Endorama and Violent Revolution that kind of triggered the turn of the page for Creator?
We tried, in the 90s, we tried so many things. We tried to work with loops, we tried to work with keyboards, we even tried to put strings on the music, you know, like make it sound huge and bigger, but we forgot about the band feel in a way. And we toured for Endorama and it felt wrong. So after that tour, I got together with Mentor again, and we're like, okay, let's just go back from scratch, you know, like, to play music like we used to, and it worked. And the chemistry is back, you know. The 90s were kind of strange for us. We were not like really a band in the 90s.
Yeah, it did have a bit of a different sound.
Yes.
Going back to Pleasure to Kill, you had an intro track on that one, Choir of the Damned. You guys haven't done an intro track on an album for 25 years,
yeah.
And you threw a Mars Mantra on Phantom Antichrist. Yeah. It's hard to compare these albums that are so far apart, but do you think that it's something that can have, like, the new album, sorry, can have an impact on kids like Screaming for Vengeance had for you, or that Pleasure to Kill had for so many other metalheads?
Maybe, hopefully. I mean, you never know. You know, all you can do is, like, do your best and throw it out and see what people think. We cannot manipulate what kind of impact it will have on the people that listen to it. But we hope that they feel the same thing that we felt when we went into the studio, like the same energy and the same enthusiasm about the music. It only works that way. I mean, it's you can do whatever. You can sit down at home and come up with a master plan of what people are supposed to, how people are supposed to react, and write a song that's completely, you know, a radio song, and nobody's gonna play it because, you know, it's Creator, and we didn't even bother. You know, we just wrote whatever was, you know, whatever we felt like, and I think that's the only way. We tried. You know, like I said, we in our career, in the many years that we played as a band, we tried everything. You know, we tried writing songs for ourselves, which was very selfish in a way, and a lot of people couldn't really connect. And now we're writing songs for ourselves, but we have in the back of our minds, we always have like the concert.
Yeah.
And the fans that come to the concert.
A lot of metalheads, they say Rain and Blood really defined the thrash sound back in 86, mm-hmm. the same year as Pleasure to Kill. For me personally, mm-hmm. I think Pleasure to Kill is on the same level,
okay.
because of the heaviness and the intensity. Mm-hmm. It's an album that really, I feel like, attacks the listener the whole way through, and I love that in a thrash mm-hmm. album.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is final episode of the weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down. We just heard two songs by the band Creator from their brand new studio album called Phantom Antichrist. And that was the opening track, intro track called Mars Mantra. And then we heard the title track called Phantom Antichrist. So that was the first part of the interview, and let's listen to the second part of the interview, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. Okay. Play it.
Okay, so let's listen to the second part of the interview with Mille.
Yeah,
from right. Creator. Talking about the new album, Phantom Antichrist. The new album was produced by the Swedish producer Jens Bogren, and we also looked at this at the documentary of the making of the album, and that was the first time working with him. He said this interesting thing that, in his opinion, the new album is the most epic epic work Creator did to date. Would you agree with his comment that this is the most epic?
Depends on how you define epic. Some people think, when they think about epic, they think about a band like Nightwish. We're all like, you know, but it's not like that. It's not like that. It's more like a, it's more like a musical journey, you know. And it, you know, and we stop at many like parts of the history of heavy metal. There's a lot of traditional influences on the record, and there's a lot of like even, you know, fast hardcore-ish thrash metal. Sometimes it goes from one part into a very, very slow and mellow part, and we just didn't set any boundaries for ourselves, and we just tried to write an album that's, yeah, like, maybe if you define epic with, like, you start listening to an album, it takes you on a journey, on a musical journey. That's how I define it. It's not like 12 single cuts. It's the album as a whole works quite well.
Yeah, we agree, because we listened when we were getting ready for the interview. We just went, we had an evening, like a Friday night, and we listened to the album. We were watching the documentary, and we were like experiencing the album, and we definitely felt like that was a journey for us.
Great.
Speaking of working with Jens, he produced several great albums like Ghost Reveries by Opeth and Deconstruction from the guy from Vancouver, Devin Townsend.
He's from Vancouver. I always keep forgetting.
What album in particular, maybe from Jens's works, made you give him a call? Like, what do you think his like best works, and what kind of like what influenced him in the decision to work with
him? I'm not too familiar with a lot of. I know some songs of our friends from Amon Amarth. I don't know the whole record, but I know a couple of their songs, and I know a lot of. You know who really got me into Jens' work was Nick from Paradise Lost. We were playing a concert together in Turkey, and played Istanbul. And he has told me about Jens, and but we just released Hordes of Chaos back then, and for you know, years later, when we were trying to, when we were looking for a new producer, I remember that, and just by, you know, you got the gut feeling when you call someone, and I called him, and no, first I wrote him an email, and I called him on the phone, and I was like, are you, would you like to produce a new record? And just by the conversation that we had on the phone, I decided that he could be a good producer for the record, because he's not like a genre producer, in my opinion. He produces music, and that was important for me. He has many all the albums that he produced are great, you know, and especially the stuff like he did with Opeth, they sound completely different than Paradise Lost, for example, or the stuff that he did with Amon Amarth. So we figured that we need somebody that creates a signature sound for the band.
And your guitarist Sammy, he said in about the Phantom Antichrist that this album has some of the most complicated arrangements creator has ever composed, and that you are really pushing your skills to record some parts of it. Do you feel like you reached that the level of songwriting when you know how to write a good metal song? Do you feel the confidence like that type of?
It's always it's a long process. Well, even when you record an album, it's the process hasn't ended, because you record the album and you think, oh, this song sounds really great on the album, and you try it live and it doesn't work. Sometimes, you know what I mean? But listening to the album, it's like I think every song by itself is composed for our standards. We are happy, and it's always a challenge, because to me it's, why would you record a new album, create our records? We already had like 13 albums under our belt, and I there's nothing I hate more than bands that don't know when to stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that a lot of my favorite bands should have quit already. There's only AC/DC and Motorhead. They can release an forever. Album forever. And a couple of punk rock bands that I like. But creator should writing a new creator record should be, we should keep it interesting, otherwise it doesn't make sense.
And you just mentioned, because we're doing the punk and metal shows, you've mentioned a couple of metal bands, and you mentioned also you like some punk bands. What are the bands you
like? I'm old school, you know. My favorite band that just came out is the old Black Flag singer, the Off.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
My favorite band at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you know, Rocket from the Crypt, all the
wow.
old stuff, you know.
Nice.
I'm actually waiting for a reunion. Rocket from the Crypt. I heard they recorded a new song.
They did something for
a TV show.
Exactly, for the TV show, yeah, just recently.
And I'm also a big fan of SNFU, but they're
really?
Not from Vancouver. Are they?
They're originally from Edmonton,
yeah.
But now Chai, he moved here.
Is he well? Because I heard he could be around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had some really dark period. Now he got back the band together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing shows. It's a different lineup.
Mm-hmm.
It's just him and musicians, so he's the only person from the original lineup, and right now he's doing a little like better.
Mm-hmm.
Because in 2007 2008 it was a dark period for him.
Looked like he's gonna
exactly he was homeless for a little bit.
Yeah.
And but now at least it's not the same lineup, and the original fans, they say it's not the same, but at least he's happy, he's doing something, he is the band, he's touring, he plays, he's playing shows, so maybe it's not the same, but at least he's happy and he has something to do in his life.
I'd love to see him get better and record a new record, maybe.
Exactly, yeah.
If I could bring us back to Phantom Antichrist, I had a question about a specific song. If you remember Live Creation, there's a moment where you stop and you're talking to the crowd. I think it's from an excerpt from Greece, and you tell the crowd that you really appreciate the Greek fans, and it makes a big, they're very, you know, solidarity and strength in a small country for metal. I was born in Greece, and my uncle exposed me to Creator at a very young age. The first song I heard was Toxic Trace.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
And now you mentioned that Civilization Collapse is actually kind of inspired by the situation in Greece.
It is inspired by the situation. It just got pissed off about the fact that a lot of the politicians from the European Union would go like, you know, and especially in Germany, the media, they would go like, yeah, Greek people are lazy. That's what you get for being lazy, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Is this what the European Union is all about? Because it was supposed to be, my idea was, okay, you form this union, and all of a sudden, when somebody's, you know, doing bad, you help them. You know,
yeah.
That's the whole concept,
the point,
right?
Yeah.
And once the first country slips, all of a sudden everyone goes like, oh, see, I told you, the fucking Greek, this is lazy because it's so sunny there, you know. And you hear all these stupid, really, not really intelligent comments from politicians in Germany where you would think they would know better. And that really pissed off and wrote this song. Because it could also happen in Germany. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. You know, you never know how the economy will be like in 5 to 10 years. And I think this whole thing was just fucked up and just made me so pissed off that I got the inspiration for the lyrics of the song, which is good.
Do you think it's something that's going to change? It's something the world has to suffer through in the near future for
I mean, we could talk about this for hours, but Cass was already. But I think this whole concept of capitalism is not going to last forever.
It's a flaw.
You know, it's not going to last forever. I don't know what's going to happen. It probably won't happen in our lifetime. But in a couple of hundred years, or maybe even sooner, there will be a new concept. I don't know how that's going to look like, but it won't. This can't last.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Weekly Punk Rock Show. We All Fall Down, and this is the final episode of the show. We just heard the band called Creator all the way from Germany, and that was a song of their brand new studio album called Phantom Antichrist, and the name of the song was Civilization Collapse. Could you please tell little listeners again what was the song about? Millie just kind of...
Yeah, we talked about it a bit in the interview there. He said the lyrics for the song were inspired by the current situation in Greece.
And that kind of resonates with you.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask him that question.
Yeah.
I'm from Greece, and watching that stuff on the news and even talking to my family back home, it seems like things are getting pretty bad over there. It's cool to see that he...
people care.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, like if he wrote the song, he definitely... And like in the interview, he explained that, you know, this whole story motivated him to write a song. And I think he even said that that's not... That's not a good thing, but like I wrote this song, and that definitely resonates with him as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to the final part of the interview, and then we will talk to Marielle, who was the original and is the original host of We All Fall Down. We'll talk a little bit about the show, and then we'll say bye bye to the radio show, and then we welcome the new radio show. Correct, but this is the last part of the interview with Millie, who is the main person in the legendary metal band called Creator.
If we can move away from the new album a bit, we found some interesting info that you worked at one point with Philip Boa.
Oh yeah.
On a project of his called Voodoo Cult.
Yes.
This guy, he's not someone who's really well known in the metal scene.
No.
Where did this, how did this come about where you guys
it
met?
Was all his project. We were, you know, was, well, else was involved of Dave Lombi. From Slayer,
yeah.
And
Lombardo.
And the guy from
Chuck Salter.
Chuck was there, and some guy from Faith No More, and a lot of people, a lot of different people. And he wrote all the songs and invited us to the studio. It's an interesting project, but nobody was involved in the writing of the songs, and we never met to rehearse. Like I said earlier on, I was going into the studio, played to the demos. You know, they gave me demos and they were like, play the guitar to this. And I'm like, okay. I never, you know, even when I was in the studio, Dave played his stuff, his drums, after me.
Uh-huh.
So I met the guys in LA and I went to the drum recordings, but they were, you know, I wasn't in the same room. We were never in the same room.
So basically you had, just to have your name...
In a way,
it doesn't sound. You don't hear Creator or Death.
No, it's all it's all his songwriting. It's his vision of metal,
right.
And it could have been great if he would have done it right. But he comes from a different scene. You know, he's a pop guy,
it seems,
and
funny.
He's great. What he does, he plays wave, German wave music, and it works with this kind of music, but it doesn't work with metal.
The final question we have, we found that you were a fan of Jason's Dark, John Sinclair.
Oh, you know about this guy? You know?
No, we don't know. We did the research.
Okay.
And we know that there is a connection between the new Creator era and Jason's Dark, John Sinclair.
Yeah.
Could you please tell a little bit growing up what that meant to you and about a little bit about this connection?
That was like the first books that I ever read. Like they're not even books, they're like comic books in the, you know, like I don't know if you have them over here.
No, we tried to find. No.
Yeah, I don't know if you have that kind of books over here, because it's like
mini
a
mini
comic. It's books, but very thin, only 120 pages.
Yeah, sort of like pulp fiction.
Things. Yeah, it's that kind of. But in Germany, it has a huge tradition, so you see them everywhere. You can buy them in any supermarket, and it's like a horror thing. It's this. John Sinclair has there's an own universe. He goes to hell all the time, and it's kind of like when you grow up and being a teenager, you like it. You grow out of it later on, and nowadays they had the anniversary, 20 something years of John Sinclair, or even longer. And we were invited to contribute a song, and we had one song that we had in the back of our mind that we give it to them, and. The rest of the bands on the record are, I'd say, not very metal, but
we were gonna mention that.
Yeah, yeah. But what I just found out, what we're gonna release the B side on a very limited 7-inch, uh-huh. And after that we'll make it available on our website. Cool. It's not like a bonus track. I hate that word,
yeah.
But it's a song that didn't fit on the record.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Japanese release, I guess.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, that's another. That's another. We recorded 12 songs in total, and those songs were the ones where we go like maybe for a different album,
mm-hmm.
or just release them somewhere else. It's like you always do that, you know. Sometimes you write something, you have so many ideas, and some of the ideas you want to keep because they're not bad, but they're just not for that record.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, not for the concept.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much for the time and for the questions.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio show, the radio station CITR, and this is the final episode of the radio show We All Fall Down. We just heard an interview with Millie from Creator, the band that played a brilliant set last Friday at the Rickshaw, a legendary band from Germany. They have a new album called Phantom Antichrist, and we were lucky we got a chance to talk to Millie, who is the main person in the band Creator. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, this is the final episode of We All Fall Down. The new show is coming up. The name of the new show is Rocket from Russia. This show will be on every Thursday from 10 to 11. So basically same day, just 10 to 11 a.m. Yeah, in the morning, correct. And I have on the line my friend and the person who started the show 7 years ago, Marielle. Welcome to the show, my friend, and thank you for finding time to call in.
Thank you, Tim. No problem. It's no problem at all. I'm really happy that the show is moving on, that you're changing the name to something that really reflects you now, because the show is 100% yours. It used to be mine, and the name reflected the time and energy and efforts that I put into making the show, and now that it's yours, I think the name should reflect that as well, so I'm stoked.
Thank you so much, my friend. And you know how thankful and grateful and thankful to you I am that you gave me this opportunity to make my...
Oh, no problem, Tim. No problem. For real.
Let's quickly talk about the history, remember all the fine moments of the show. You started the show 7 years ago, right?
Yes, that is correct. I was a first or second year student at UBC, and I started volunteering at CITR, and I was writing for the magazine Discorder for a while, and the previous program coordinator just asked me out of the blue one day why I didn't host my own show, and I hadn't really thought about it until that moment, and I realized that it sounded really fun, and it sounded like a great idea since I loved music so much, and I really love sharing music with people. Something that I think was one of my favorite things about hosting that radio show was that I would play new music that I enjoyed myself, and I would get phone calls from people listening saying that they heard this band that I played on my show and they loved it. And that was always the greatest feeling, hearing from people who appreciated the kind of music that I was playing, that I was also excited about.
Yeah, that's exactly the same. That's the thing I like the most about doing the radio show. Then you're stoked about some band and you have an opportunity to play it on air, and people like it, and they nowadays they usually tweet to you, but still.
Yeah, it's really the best feeling for sure.
What were a couple of maybe memorable moments of hosting the show besides just the feedback from the listeners?
I'd probably have to say the interviews. I got to, because of CITR and Discorder and the kind of, you know, after hosting the show for a while, you make a couple media connections with some PR people around the city.
Mm-hmm.
I got the opportunity to interview some of my favorite bands that I played on the show all the time. And if anyone's listening who like listened to the show when I was hosting it, they know how much I really love these bands. But I got to interview Alkaline Trio in person, and they're probably one of my favorite bands of all time. I got to interview The Sword, Youth Brigade, The Bouncing Souls, The Cancer Bats, Comeback Kid, and a bunch of other Canadian acts as well. And that was amazing. There, it was a lot of stress at the time because I was really nervous and also anxious to meet these people who I consider amazing artists and musicians. But in hindsight, it was an amazing opportunity and something that I'll definitely never forget, and that I only ever got to do because of my connections with CITR and the radio show.
Yeah, for me it's exactly the same. All those, you know, you get a chance to talk to the people who you just amazed by their art and their, you know, musical stuff, and you get a chance to meet them and ask questions which you are interested, and hopefully the listeners are interested as well.
Yeah, for sure.
We just discussed that the best thing about the show when you get the feedback from the listeners. I think, yeah, that's probably the key thing when you can play something and people like it.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, my friend. You know how. Thank you. Just thank you for giving this opportunity and helping you to start hosting the show and then doing it by myself. Thank you. You are the best, and thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, Tim. The one thing that I do want to say to you is that to pay it forward. If you ever find anyone who is interested in hosting their own radio show, give them that opportunity, that same opportunity that I gave to you. Let them sit in on it and, you know, see how you do things, and let them know that it's probably easier than they initially thought it was. And if you can help open that door to newer people, that'd be awesome, Tim.
Yeah, you know, like I'll try. Wow. Yeah, I see, and I helped a couple of people to do that already a little bit, because and not in the way you did. I just, you know, people come to the show and they sit at the show, they ask how it's all done.
Yeah, but I'm not saying to give them the show or anything, but yeah, if you find people who are interested in starting their own, then I think you should help foster that for sure.
Yeah, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you so much for finding time to talk and.
No problem, Tim.
Thanks for everything. And which song should we play in the end?
I would really like to hear Turn the Season by Fucked Up. It's off of their latest full-length, David Comes to Life. And it's a song all about change, which I feel is appropriate for the occasion.
Yeah, you got it, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you so much, Marielle, and talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Marielle, the original host of We All Fall Down. We just, basically said goodbye to the We All Fall Down, the radio show. The new radio show, which I'll host every Thursday, 10 to 11 a.m., is called Rocket from Russia. I will give you all the information next week. There will be a new website, a new blog, a new Facebook page, and all that stuff. I will give you all the information next week. For now, this is it. Thank you so much. Thanks to Marielle. Thank you, Mano, for coming and helping me with the show with Creative. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks very much. And thanks for setting up that interview. That was so awesome for me.
Thank you, my friend. This is it. This is the last song in the history of We All Fall Down. And we move on to the new radio show called Rocket 2 from Russia. This is correct. All right. This is Fucked Up. Thank you so much for listening, my friends. And have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Life inside the sea. He said, never been as happy as I am today. force, hit my blade. The twist I show, this can grow again. He knows it's